A reminder, let's make sure our cell phones and other electronic devices are on off or silent or vibrate. All right, Matthew, why don't you grab your tallit and... Okay, what's this?
This is just the readings.
Okay. Is on. All right, this is Matthew, brother of Hannah, who was baptized at the beginning of the service today. What a very special thing to have a brother and sister, the sister being baptized, the brother becoming a bar mitzvah, coming up and reading from the Torah in Hebrew and in English, and then giving us his thoughts on this week's Torah portion. Again, I want to pray. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive and sustained us and enabled us to reach this season. All right, Matthew is going to lead us in the blessing before the reading from the Torah, and let's get this nice and centered so we can hear your voice.
Bless the Lord who is blessed.
Blessed be the Lord who is blessed forever and ever.
Blessed be the Lord who is blessed forever and ever. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us your Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Very good, and now the Hebrew.
Baruch et Adonai Hamvorach.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Va'ed.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Va'ed.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim V'natan lanu et Torato. Baruch atah Adonai Noten HaTorah. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God, right?
Amen.
All right, so Matthew's Torah portion is from Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. First in English, then from the original Hebrew in the Torah.
At the end of every 7 years, you must cancel debts. This is how it is to be done. Every creditor shall cancel any loan they have made to a fellow Israeli. They shall not require payment from anyone among their own people, because the Lord's time for canceling debts has been proclaimed. You may require payment from a foreigner, but you must cancel any debt your fellow Israeli owes you. However, there need be no poor people among you, for in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess as your inheritance, he will richly bless you, if only you fully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all these commandments I'm giving you today. For the Lord your God will bless you, as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. You will rule over many nations, but none will rule over you.
Thank you. All right, let's head down to the Torah. Rabbi Glenn is going to be there to assist.
מקץ שבעה שנים תעשה שמיטה, וזה דבר השמיטה שמות כל בעל, משה ידו אשר ישה ברעהו, לא יגוס את רעהו, ואת אחיו כי קרא שמיטה לאדוני, את הנחרי תגוס, ואשר יחיה לך את אחיך, תשמט ידך, אפס כי לא יחיה בך אביון. כי יברך יברכך אדוני בארץ אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך נחלה לרשתה. רק אם שמוע תשמע Bekol Adonai Elohecha Lishmor La'asot Et Kol HaMitzvah Hazot Asher Anochi Metzavcha Hayom Ki Adonai Elohecha Barachacha Ka Asher Diber Lach Veha'avata Goim Rabim Va'ata Lo Ta'avot Umeshalta Bogoim Rabim Ufcha Lo Imsholu.
Mitsuyan. Excellent. Please lead us in the blessing after the reading of the Torah.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the true teaching and planted everlasting life in our midst. Blessed are you, O Lord, who gives the Torah. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, V'chaye olam nata betochenu, Baruch ata Adonai, noten ha-Torah.
Amen. Very nice. And you are going to share your thoughts about today's parasha, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's parasha is entitled Re'eh, which means see, and covers Deuteronomy 11:26 through 16:17. Parasha Re'eh continues with Moses' second sermon to the people. It begins with the famous statement, "See this day I set before you a blessing and a curse." Moses describes the blessing for obedience to the Lord's commandments, which were given earlier in chapter 11, along with the curse for disobedience. When they entered the promised land, the Jewish people were to proclaim the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. When they conquered the land, the Israelis were to obey everything Moses told them. It continued with God telling his people to destroy all the places that the Canaanites used to worship their false gods. God doesn't want the Israelis to bring offerings and sacrifices the same despicable ways the surrounding nations worship their gods. The Canaanite people would even kill their own children just to make their false gods happy. Adonai instructs Moses to tell the people about the consequences for worshiping any other gods and the consequences for idolatry. We are to revere God by keeping his commandments and worship him and him alone. In chapter 14, discusses the differences between clean and unclean animals and those that we should not be eaten. The Jewish people are warned not to eat any detestable things. For larger animals, kosher laws permitted the eating of types of animals that both chew their cud and have split hooves. That includes cows, sheep, goats, bison, deer, elk, and even giraffe, though beef and lamb are generally the most common meat in the marketplace. For a fish to be kosher, it must have both scales and fins. The reason is because shellfish and some other creatures who live at the bottom of the ocean eat the remains of dead fish, and that makes them unclean. In chapter 15, the Israelis were commanded to cancel debt to each other at the end of every 7 years. This did not apply to debts from other people of the other nations, only those within the Jewish community. If Israel obeyed God's commandment, they would be blessed. The passage I chose to highlight today is Deuteronomy 15, verses 4, 7, and 8. I chose these verses because they stood out to me. I wanted to focus out on the poor, especially since poverty still affects many of us within the body of Messiah, and we tend to forget that we are called to help those among us who are struggling. We should give to the poor what they need, just as God has generously given to us. In verse 4, it says, There need be no poor people among you, for in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess as your inheritance, he will richly bless you, if only you fully obey the Lord. This is a sign that we need to help out one another, because breaking our relationship with God will lead to poverty, and we shall be willing to support one another. In verse 7 and 8, it says, if anyone is poor among your fellow Israelis in any of the towns the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend to them whatever they need. This verse tells us that we need to give with an open heart and not expect anything in return. After all, Yeshua gave everything for us, his life. The Brit Kasha, the New Testament, has a lot to say about how we are to treat the poor. In 1 John 3:17, it says, if anyone has material possession and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Messiah cares for us, and he has gave himself freely for us, even though he didn't have to. He was perfect. We were the sinful ones who were in God's debt, but he paid the price for us. As you may know, my name is Matthew Merritt. I am becoming a bar mitzvah today, and I will be my first in the family to do this. We never really knew that we were Jewish before my grandfather, because he didn't talk about it. I know it will make him proud to know that I am reincorporating Jewish traditions into my life. I also intend to keep Shabbat and follow God, keep his commandments, and also read the Bible and share God's word with non-believers. I believe that Yeshua is the Messiah and the Son of God. He is also my salvation and my Savior. And while it is very important to help out the poor, it is also important to know that the Lord is with us, and it isn't by works that we are saved, but by faith. Being a bar mitzvah means a lot, because it isn't just about tradition, but that I will take on more responsibility. Starting today, people will look to me to get things done, and I will be accountable for how well I do my work. At the end of this lesson, we are to take two things I hope you will take away from this parsha. First, we should have mercy on our fellow brothers and sisters in Messiah who are struggling. Secondly, everything we have is from God, and we should share the blessing we have with the people in need, as Yeshua instructed us. In Mark chapter 10, Messiah spoke to a rich young man who thought he had sufficiently kept the commandments of the Torah. Yeshua said to him, "One thing you lack. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come follow me." This is a warning against letting money become an idol to us. Loving our neighbor as ourselves means being generous. We need to read the Bible every day and follow Yeshua, even if worse comes, because he might just be testing our faith. We need to become kind and generous people and even ready to give up everything for Yeshua, because he will return soon. And will we be found obeying his instructions when he comes? I hope so, since we don't know when that will be. Thank you.
Great job. Take a deep breath, big sigh of relief. It's all over. You did it. Congratulations. You didn't embarrass your mom or dad or family and friends or your congregation or your God. Good job.
Thank you.
And I want to pray a special prayer for Matthew. Lord, thank you for Matthew. Thank you for creating him. And then thank you that when all of humanity joined the rebellion of the fallen angels, including Matthew, when we lost our salvation, you redeemed us through Yeshua the Messiah, including Matthew. Thank you for bringing him to a place of faith and salvation. Thank you for his preparations the past year, getting ready to become a bar mitzvah, a man of duty, a man of responsibility. And Lord, I pray that you would so work in Matthew's life that he would always be fit and qualified to know your word and to teach it to others. I pray you'll bless Matthew, help him to walk with you, live with you for the rest of his days. I pray this, B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. Just a couple other things. Our thanks to Claude and Danielle, Matthew's mom and dad, for helping to make all of this possible. Special acknowledgments for bringing Matthew to the place where he is today. First and foremost, Leah. Leah, wherever you are, she has been his Hebrew teacher and has prepared him faithfully for the past year. Rabbi Glenn and myself got involved a little bit prepping Matthew over the phone the past 6 weeks, past couple months, but primarily Leah for her good work getting Matthew ready for today. Beautiful tallit, and I gave you our gift from Congregation Shema Yisrael earlier, a nice 5 ounce bar of silver. Hold on to it, don't lose it, and don't sell it until it's really worth what it should be worth, okay?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.